Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the Bills' win over the Chiefs. They did it again in the regular season. And the Seahawks' demolition of the Washington Commanders last night on Sunday Night Football, which unfortunately ended with Jaden Daniels suffering an elbow injury. Still waiting word on his status, but not looking good in our nation's capital. Nick will also talk about the insane Game 7 of the World Series that we had Saturday night. That saw the Dodgers win yet again as they go back to back. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. And we're going to get to a lot. Obviously, big NFL, big World Series, get a little college football, college basketball back into our lives. Happy New Year to those who celebrate college hoops. There was a game that was tipped off at 8 o'clock Eastern this morning. like that is how sicko this sport is. But we love the marathon that we have going on right now in college hoops. And we have a couple of awesome games out here in Las Vegas, where I'm at, that we'll break down a little bit later on during the power hour at 6:40 Eastern time. But we want to hear from you guys. We want to know from the real ones, what is your best bet for Monday Night Football tonight between the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys? Let us know your favorite bet and why. Could be a side, total, prop, whatever you like for tonight's game. Let us know why. Put it in the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout-out later on during the show. But let's go ahead and get into what we have last night, yesterday afternoon, depending on your time zone, between the Bills and the Chiefs. I was telling Bill this earlier this afternoon when we were getting ready for the show, kind of talking about what we want to do in this 3 o'clock hour. It felt like deja vu watching Bills-Chiefs. It felt like I'd seen this movie before, and in fact, we've seen it plenty of times, as it was the 10th game between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and once again, in the regular season, the Buffalo Bills are victorious. Buffalo wins it 28-21. They cover as a 2.5-point home dog. Massive result for Buffalo. Like, even though this is like deja vu and it's, hey, like, do it in January, do it in the playoffs, this is still a massive result for the Buffalo Bills, who improved to 6-2 because they needed to win this game to help them potentially get over the hump. Because, like, yesterday was not getting over the hump. Like, they do this all the time. And in fact, in the regular season, Josh Allen, 5-1 against the Kansas City Chiefs. They always beat Kansas City in the regular season. But when you look at the AFC playoff picture and you look at seeding and how things might shake out once we get into late December and especially in January when we have the 14 field set for the postseason, like, this is the kind of game that absolutely matters. They needed to win this game to give themselves a 2-game cushion on Kansas City, but also to stay on pace with the New England Patriots in their own division in the AFC East. And Buffalo did that last night, beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I've been on record saying this all season long, and I said it before the start of the season. If the Bills are to get to the Super Bowl, they need to host Kansas City in the playoffs. this at least helps them accomplish that goal later on. But I will say this, because like the result is one thing, but when you watch the game, the big takeaway for me was the Bills defense and their improvements. That was a masterclass by the Buffalo Bills defense. And it started up front on the defensive line. Like in the offseason, kind of scoff at the Buffalo Bills signing Joey Bosa. It's like, oh, Joey Bosa, yeah, he was once great. Now he can't stay healthy. Well, he was healthy last night. And Joey Bosa, you felt his presence all throughout that game. Like that was an awesome game by Joey Bosa. The pass rush has been the biggest issue for Buffalo in these playoff games against Mahomes. Wasn't an issue last night as Bosa was putting pressure on him. Epinesa's putting pressure on him. He had the monster hit on Mahomes on the sideline that I was like 100% certain they were going to throw a flag, but they didn't. To the ref's credit, they didn't throw the flag. It was the right decision. Greg Rousseau had a half a sack. Like this Bills defensive line won the game for Buffalo. And this is a defensive line that's banged up. That's the upside for this thing. If you're a Buffalo fan or a Buffalo better, would have you feeling good is that that performance was put together with a defensive line that is without Ed Oliver and was without Daquan Jones, their two starting defensive tackles. But those guys on the edge, they were getting home. And that is what messed up the Chiefs' rhythm on offense and gave Patrick Mahomes fits all throughout the game. And we all know, with Mahomes and with any legendary quarterback, you need to be able to put pressure on them. And in fact, in the two Super Bowl losses for Kansas City, it's because they couldn't block and the Bucs and the Eagles put a bunch of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. If you don't pressure Mahomes, it's only a matter of time before he beats you. And last night, Buffalo put a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And in the secondary for the Bills defense, hello, Maxwell Harrison. Like that dude was awesome last night. And you could instantly feel his impact and how Buffalo's secondary just looked a hell of a lot more athletic with the rookie corner now in the starting lineup. Like he got the interception late in the game on the ball when Mahomes just threw the ball deep. But like he injected serious life into this Bills defense. And he's running stride for stride with guys like Xavier Worthy. I mean, like, if he can do that, he can cover anybody in terms of speed. Like Maxwell Harrison was awesome last night. And that allowed Buffalo to actually do what they always do, which is beat Kansas City in the regular season. Now, the challenge for Buffalo is, hey, we've all seen this. Now, can you actually do it when the chips are down? Can you do it when it's win or go home? Can you do it in the AFC divisional round? Can you do it in the AFC title game? That remains to be seen. And right now, I would venture to guess the answer to that question is no, based off of past history. However, if this Bills team can get healthy on defense and they continue to lose, like Michael Hoyt got hurt last night with a torn Achilles, they keep losing guys on that defense. But if they can get healthy and Josh Allen can continue to play like the MVP that he is in his game that he had last night and do that in the playoffs, I do think Buffalo might have a chance. Now, I would still favor Kansas City. And I think anybody that's thinking about this would think Kansas City is going to get it done. But at least Buffalo will give themselves a puncher's chance in the playoffs to ultimately upset the Chiefs. Now, the concern for Buffalo that I would have, at least, as somebody invested in the Bills to get over the hump and as somebody who would just like, kind of like to see some new blood out there as well. Even though, like, hey, bet the Kansas City Chiefs a few weeks ago to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, would love that to happen. But, like, just from a football fan standpoint, I think we'd all want to see some new blood. The issue for Buffalo, and this is a big one, do you trust their head coach, Sean McDermott? I don't. I don't trust him at all. Not one bit. Not in a big spot, not against Kansas City. That dude has pressed all the wrong buttons in those moments against the Chiefs, whether it's in the postseason with not doing the squib kick during the 13 seconds or in other spots. Like, McDermott cannot be trusted. And once again, last night, at the end of the game, Buffalo up 28-21, McDermott says, you know what we're going to decide to do? It's 4th-and-6. We're going to kick a field goal. And I understand his thought process of, hey, if we go up by 10, game is over, it's good, we win the game. But this is a 52-yard field goal outdoors in Buffalo. That's far from a gimme. And I actually thought in real time, a field goal is the worst decision you could make. Now, what are the other options? Well, you could go for it on 4th-and-6. Your quarterback is Josh Allen, right? He's the reigning MVP. You'd feel pretty good about that one, wouldn't you? You could also just pooch punt it and do like a little punt to where if you pin them down deep inside their own territory, here's Kansas City having to go 90 yards with no timeouts. Or hell, even if it's a touchback, they now have to go 80 yards to try to tie the game. Like, to me, a field goal was the worst choice because, yes, there's the upside to go up by 10. But if you miss the kick, you're setting them up for a pretty good field position, which is exactly what happened. Like we all knew it. He lines up for the field goal. I'm like, uh-oh, this, I don't think it's going to go well. And doink off the upright. And now Kansas City has the ball on the 42-yard line. Within one play, 18 yards, boom. Now they're in Buffalo territory. Like, that was such a terrible, terrible decision, in my opinion. I would rather go for it to where if you don't get it, at least they get the ball on the 34. But if you do punt, they're going to be having to go the length of the field. You cannot do that because the field position mattered so much in that spot because Kansas City had no more timeouts. But McDermott decided, hey, you know what? Let's go out there, roll the dice, and see if we can make this field goal. Luckily for him, though, it didn't come back to bite them in the you-know-what as they were able to hold on and get the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, for Kansas City, as we flip it over to the losers, they're going to be fine. They lost the game in November. Nothing to worry about. Chiefs are still the Chiefs. The offensive line is in shambles. Now, they got to get that right. And it looks like they're getting some good news as Josh Simmons, who's missed the last few games for personal reasons, he's back at the facility today. They're on bye week, so I'm assuming Josh Simmons will be good. He's been dealing with some family issues over the last few weeks. They need him back on that O-line. Juwan Taylor, their right tackle, he got hurt during the game. We'll see what happens coming out of that one, but he has a couple of weeks to heal up for the stretch run. If those tackles are healthy, no worries about the Kansas City Chiefs. And BetMGM right now has no worries about the Chiefs either. They're the favorites to win the Super Bowl despite being 5-4. They're the favorites to win the Super Bowl despite being on the outside looking in the current playoff picture. If the playoffs started today, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be in the postseason. But at BetMGM, as we project forward, KC is still plus 550, Buffalo 6-1, and then you have a few teams in the NFC. But I will say this, though, and we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday, and we'll do it some more this upcoming Wednesday. Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP, yeah, that's dead. That's not happening. He went from favorite status to now sitting at plus 350. Like, you pretty much need that dude to run the table if Kansas City and Mahomes are going to win the MVP. Like, at 5-4, that guy's not going to win it. Josh Allen is now, once again, your rightful favorite at plus 160, but we'll go more in depth on that on Wednesday. But that wasn't the only crazy sporting event that we had. And by far, it was actually not even close to how crazy what was the event on Saturday night, Game 7 of the World Series. Because, wow, one of the all-time great sporting events that we saw in Toronto between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. The Dodgers get it done 5-4 as they go back-to-back and win the World Series. I mean, the YBYB group chat, absolutely buzzing Saturday night. I'm at a Halloween party. I'm talking to other people who bet on sports. Everyone was buzzing about that game. Just an absolute all-timer. And I'm not as good at history with Major League Baseball as I am with the NFL and the NBA because, like, in baseball, I like it. I don't love it like I do football and basketball. But, I mean, that has to go down as one of the best games in MLB history, doesn't it? Like, and not just in this Game 7. The entire series was amazing. Game 6 Friday night, which is going to get lost in the shuffle with how that one ended, doubling up Kike Hernandez. Like, you have the 18-inning marathon earlier in the series. Yamamoto, complete game. Like, that was an awesome sporting event. And at the end of the day, the Dodgers are just badasses, man. They really are. At the end of the day, it was just the Dodgers. Like, the game starts off early on. Bo Bichette hits a 3-run bomb. The place is going bonkers. At that point, you're like, whoa, Dodgers might be a little bit trouble. They could get rattled. Nope, not one bit. Blue Jays up 4-2 in the eighth, five outs away from a World Series title. Max Muncy takes Treya Savage deep to right and says, hey, we're going to make this a one-run game. Blue Jays up 4-3 in the ninth, two outs away from a World Series title. The number nine hitter, Miguel Rojas, ties the game up. Like, this team is insane. Blue Jays had the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Dalton Varsho hits it right to Rojas at second, immediately fires it at home to go ahead and get IKF out. Just an insane play. Will Smith able to keep his cleat down after it went up for a little bit. Like, that was ridiculous. I mean, you have Ernie Clement, fly ball out to left center. Andy Páez looking like Bo Jackson running over Kike Hernandez so he could record the out. Like, this team is ridiculous. And it all ends in the top of the 11th with Will Smith hitting the home run to give his team the lead for good off of Shane Bieber. What an insane sporting event. Yoshinobu Yamamoto wins World Series MVP. And hope you listen. Talked about that on Friday. 13-1. If he pitches well game six, they win again on game seven on Saturday. He's live. He won the award as he had an unreal postseason. But the Dodgers, I get it. People don't like them because they spend a bajillion dollars on their payroll. But this team has championship grit. What we saw Saturday night was an all-timer. And what we saw is the start of a dynasty for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You might hate it and how they go about their business, but just as a sports fan, someone who must appreciate greatness, what we saw Saturday night was greatness and grit. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll get to all the top stories from around the world of sports in the NFL coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Clear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys this Monday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Costos with his thoughts on the Bills' win over the Chiefs, as well as last night in Sunday Night Football and Saturday night with the Dodgers winning Game 7 of the World Series 5-4. We're talking about Yamamoto as we were heading to break in the last segment there. His October run, 37 and a third innings pitch, 33 strikeouts, an ERA of 1.45. He was insane. The guy threw 96 pitches Game 6 Friday night and said, you know what, Skip, here's 2 2/3 to close this bad boy out. Like, that dude, a well-deserved MVP. And honestly, like, he's becoming one of my favorite players because he seems like a throwback. It's like, I'll throw a bajillion innings if that's what we need to get this bad boy done, which I can respect. Hell of a job by Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Once again, we discussed his World Series MVP price on Friday's show. Hope everyone was able to get in on that prior to Game 6. But joining us now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern Time, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what a wild weekend of sports that we just took in last night, Saturday night, all throughout the weekend. Phenomenal for us that like to dabble into the betting world.
betting world or just straight sports fans, Femi, everything was awesome. Game 7 was awesome. Hey, game 6 was great. And of the NFL games were absolutely wild. I'm a Bears fan. I don't know how I'm still breathing today after how things went down on Sunday. I know Sean Haw had about 17 heart attacks. So, you know, it was a crazy one, crazy weekend, but a fun weekend.
Yeah, a hell of a weekend that we had in the world of sports. Yeah, that Bears game was certainly something. I told you, I almost turned it off because I was like, oh, the Bears got this in the bag. Luckily, I kept it on, and madness ensued out there in Cincinnati. But we'll get into that here shortly later on in this segment. Let's get to the top stories that we have on this Monday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know?
I mean, let's start with Sunday Night Football, where the Seattle Seahawks pummel the Washington Commanders. Final score 38-14. It was 31-7 at halftime. Sam Darnold had thrown 4 touchdowns, hadn't thrown an incompletion. Perfect passer rating. Commanders were dominated from the start. Brutal news, Jaden Daniels, an elbow dislocation in the fourth quarter. Femi, you could have argued that he should have been out of the game. Regardless, he is out indefinitely, possibly for the season. You could put a fork in the Commanders at 3-6, while Seattle is legit at 6-2, tied for the best record in the NFC.
Yeah, I'll address the Daniels stuff first here before we get to the Seattle Seahawks. Like, I thought it was pretty idiotic that he was still in the game. It's 38-7, it's the fourth quarter. What are we trying to accomplish here? Like, you can say, oh, we want to play it out and we are going to fight to the end. Da, da, da. Well, season's over. how did it go for you? There's no reason why he should have been on the field. And we were talking about this earlier, Bill. Like, they punted earlier in that fourth quarter. Like, right. Down 31, you punted. So if you're going to be punting, why the hell are you playing your starting quarterback? Like, take him out of the game. I mean, I've seen a bunch of Cowboys games where here's Joe Milton at the end of the game, and we're going to take Dak Prescott out of here. Like, you have to protect your quarterback because Jaden Daniels is the key to their success, and they got drilled in the game. But if Daniels is healthy and they're 3-6, they at least can talk themselves into saying, hey, when McLaurin comes back and Noah Brown comes back, maybe we can make a run or whatever. Now that's all out the window. It's over for the Washington Commanders. So I thought it was a really poor job by Dan Quinn to go out there and leave his franchise quarterback on the field when his team is down by 31. Now on the Seahawks side of it, I didn't understand the line movement against Seattle leading up to the game, honestly. Like, I bet 2.5, thought that we would go back to 3. Everyone was betting Washington. This team felt like a mismatch on paper heading into the game, and it was even worse watching the game. It was not even close. Like, this score honestly feels kind to the Washington Commanders if you watched the game last night. They were not even close. Like, this could have been 55-0, and I would not have batted an eye. Sam Darnold was amazing. 330 yards. Jackson Smith and Jigba, he did his thing. The Seahawks did whatever they wanted on offense, and they did whatever they wanted on defense as well, as the Commanders couldn't move the football. Is Seattle for real? Are they an NFC contender? I'll pump the brakes on that. But damn it, in this regular season, they might win 13 games and maybe be a 1 seed or a 2 seed. They're going to be going neck and neck with the Los Angeles Rams in that NFC West. And we can't forget about the 49ers either. But like, those are the teams that are be going after it for that division title. And whoever wins that division, I do believe, is going to get the 1 seed when you look around the rest of the NFC. But man, that's a hell of a performance for Seattle. I would just caution people, though. Like, we've seen Sam Darnold in the playoffs before. Like, we got to see a little bit more before we start falling in love with that, because that was a disaster against the Minnesota Vikings, or rather against the Rams last year. So I don't want to go too crazy with the Seattle love, but in the regular season, this team is going to be fierce because the defense is elite, and on offense, they're clicking on all cylinders. This team is awesome, and they destroyed the Commanders last night. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, you know the rule. One, when you expect the Steelers to win, they lose. When you expect the Steelers to lose, they win. And it is time for exactly one of those. Everyone was counting out the Pittsburgh Steelers, expecting to be only a matter of time till the Baltimore Ravens overtake them in the AFC North, which still may be the case. But they made it a little more difficult after they beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-20. Colts had 6 turnovers. Daniel Jones turned into New York Giant. Daniel Jones picked off 3 times, lost 2 fumbles. Jonathan Taylor only 45 yards rushing. Colts did not look great in this one, Femi. They fall to 7-2. Steelers are now 5-3.
Oh, this was a classic Tomlin voodoo game. It was classic. This is what we talk about. They get Renegade starts playing. Like, this is exactly what it was. 6 turnovers? Like, come on. I'm someone who bet Pittsburgh plus 3.5. I bet Pittsburgh on the money line. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity because I know they're winning one of these damn games against either Green Bay or Indianapolis. They lost to the Packers. That didn't go well after the first half. But this game against the Colts, and you could just see it coming. With the way people were talking about Indianapolis all last week, of Jonathan Taylor, MVP, Steichen, Coach of the Year, Daniel Jones and this team, are they a contender? Are they going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs? There was so much Colts love just from like the general consensus that like, man, you knew that other shoe was going to drop. And the funny thing about this game, Pittsburgh didn't even play well. Pittsburgh had 225 total yards. They needed 6 turnovers to win the game by 7. Like, this was insane. But, like, this happens in these Steelers games. Does this mean I want to buy in on Pittsburgh? Hell no. I still think this is a bad team. This is not even a playoff team as far as I'm concerned. Do I have concerns about Indy? A little bit. I do. I have to admit that. I've never really bought into them into, I guess, like a playoff team because at the end of the day, it's still Daniel Jones. But, like, you have to watch that game and think to yourself, hey, man, like the Colts, maybe it was just a bad day at the office or what happened, but, like, they're not as good as we all thought they were this time last week. So for Indy, yeah, maybe this will bring them down a couple of rungs. But for Pittsburgh, if the conclusion is that the Steelers are now contenders, miss me with that noise because I actually watched the game. That team wasn't good. Just so happened that the other team turned the ball over 6 times. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, let's go to this one here. The Carolina Panthers beat the Green Bay Packers 16-13, despite Bryce Young only throwing for 102 yards for the game. Ryan Fitzgerald hits a game-winning 49-yard field goal as time expired. Panthers improved to 5-4. Jordan Love and the Packers only muster 13 points, despite outgaining Carolina by over 100 yards. Packers now fall to 5-2-1. They get some rough news in this one, Femi. Tucker Kraft having a phenomenal year. Out for the year, torn ACL.
Yeah, that's a big loss. Tucker Kraft has been their best pass catcher all season long. Like one of the best tight ends in football. Probably the best guy not named Brock Bowers at the position. And to lose him, that's brutal for this Green Bay offense. But like they have a bunch of good pass catchers to where they should still be able to move forward and handle that kind of a loss. But still, you want your best guys out there, and he is their best guy. Green Bay, their issue is that they're just the Jekyll and Hyde team. And that's a problem. Now, do they have the upside to make the Super Bowl? Of course they do. Like, when they're all going in the right direction and they are clicking, it's scary what the Packers can do. But then you also get what we got yesterday. That's what makes this team so frustrating. Because, like, you can see the potential for Green Bay, but they just can't get right. For whatever reason it is, they cannot get right and consistently put these performances together. Like, they had no business losing this game. Bryce Young did nothing. You know what Bryce Young did? He says, you know what? I'm just not going to screw things up. I'm going to stay out of the way and let Rico Dowdle in this run game take us home. And credit Bryce Young. Like, that's not even throwing shade to him. Credit him for managing the game and knowing what was required to win on that particular day. So I took full credit there and full credit to Dave Canales and this Panthers team. Who would have seen them going 5-4? Hell, I didn't think they were going 5 games at the start of the year. And they're sitting here at 5-4 at the midway point. Now, do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. I only see one team making it from the NFC South, and that team will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this was still a hell of a victory. 13-point dogs going into Lambeau and winning that game. That's a massive, massive win for the Carolina Panthers. And now, going forward for the Packers, like next week, you got the Eagles at home, Monday Night Football. That's a difficult game. Philadelphia making trades. They just traded for Jalen Phillips this morning, the Miami Dolphins pass rusher. Like the Eagles are going to go in there looking locked in because that, to me, feels like an NFC title preview potentially with those two contending teams. That'll be a hell of a game. It'll only be fitting that the Packers win that game by a touchdown because they seem to play their best against the best teams on the biggest stages and then lay eggs against other teams. But, man, Green Bay, I just don't know if you can fully trust them if they're going to be doing this. One day we're hot, the next day we're cold. Just see what happens tomorrow. I don't like that one bit at all. So I'm concerned about Green Bay as somebody who thought they would win the Super Bowl at the start of the year. Very concerned that they've had this performance, the game against the Cowboys, the game against the Browns. Like, that's not looking like a Super Bowl champion, even though that is what their upside actually is. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, big one here in the NFC North. J.J. McCarthy returns for the Minnesota Vikings, and they beat the Detroit Lions 27-24. J.J. accounts for 3 touchdowns in the win, 2 passing, 1 on the ground. Brian Flores, great, great job. Kept the Lions' offense off balance pretty much the whole game. Jared Goff sacked 5 times. Lions now fall to 5-3, and Femi, Vikings, little life now at 4-4.
Yeah, the game ball goes to Brian Flores for this one, for the Minnesota Vikings. He was outstanding yesterday. Like, the Lions never looked comfortable. Jared Goff, and like, Goff, you look at the box score, he played pretty well. You know, 284 yards, two touchdowns. Like, it's a hell of a game for any quarterback. But, like, he didn't look comfortable. And anytime it felt like the Lions might gain some momentum or be able to kind of get some control of the game, they would make an uncharacteristic mistake. Here's Amon-Ra St. Brown dropping a pass on third down. Here's David Montgomery fumbling the football, getting it punched out from behind. Like, they just made so many bad mistakes in this game, and a lot of it was due to the blitzes from Brian Flores. So kudos to Brian Flores there. In terms of concern to the Lions, I'm not concerned. I still think Detroit is going to be there in the end, in the NFC title game or in the NFC divisional round, as we talk about them with Philly and Green Bay and these other NFC contending teams. No concern for the Detroit Lions, but this win does save the season for Minnesota, at least in the interim. Because based on how we were heading into this game and all the conversation about Carson Wentz going on, getting the surgery, and did Kevin O'Connell throw him out there to be like the sacrificial lamb or whatever, like, J.J. McCarthy returning and winning this game, that's massive for locker room morale. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say that J.J. McCarthy needs to be NFC Offensive Player of the Week again, like he was after the Week 1 win against the Bears, but like, McCarthy did make the necessary plays that he had to make. Like, the throw to Jalen Naylor at the end to ice the game, that was an awesome throw, and that's the kind of play that they want to see more of from J.J. McCarthy. Like, this is just a part of his maturation process. He's a young quarterback, so we should not expect him to look like what Sam Darnold looked like last year. Darnold's played way more games. Like, this is part of what it's going to be, the developmental plan for J.J. McCarthy. But for Minnesota, they at least are showing us they're going to be live the rest of the season, and that's not some walkover game. But I do think Detroit will be fine at the end of the day. This, to me, just felt like a bad day at the office, and kudos to Minnesota for being able to capitalize. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, how about this one? The Chicago Bears beat the Cincinnati Bengals 47-42 in a wild shootout. Tough to summarize this one, but I'm going to do my best shot. Bears blow a 41-27 lead with under 3 minutes to go. Bengals then take a 42-41 lead. Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland for a game-winning 58-yard touchdown with about 15 seconds to go. Joe Flacco throws for 470 yards. Caleb Williams, 350 total yards and four touchdowns, including a receiving touchdown from DJ Moore. Seventh-round rookie Kyle Monanga, almost 200 all-purpose yards. Bears now 5-3. Bengals season slipping away at 3-6.
I mean, this game was absurd. This was just an absurd football game. The whole thing was ridiculous. I think about it from a betting standpoint. Like, Cincinnati takes the lead. They're now at 42-41. If you laid 2.5 or 1.5 with the Bears, especially 2.5, like, you're sitting there being like, am I really going to lose? When this team was up, it looked like this game was over. Like, we all thought the Edmonds pick six was a pick, but like, oh, actually he was down by contact, so bring it on back, everybody. Like, this whole thing was ridiculous. And then insane fashion to where not only do they hit the ball to Colston Loveland to get into field goal range, nope, Colston Loveland's going to save the day for all you Bears bettors and cover all the numbers and run that bad boy in for a touchdown, his second touchdown of the day. Like, just an insane roller coaster of emotions in this game. And for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, this is what we wanted to see. You're going up against a bad defense in Cincinnati. This is what it's supposed to look like. And for the Bengals, I'll say this. I know we're all going to pin this year on Joe Burrow being hurt. I think that's a cop-out. This team was going to stink with Joe Burrow. And you can already now see the fractions in the locker room where Chase Brown is saying, can we finish the bleeping game? Ja'Marr Chase is saying, just one more stop is all we needed. Like, this defense is historically bad. Honestly, I will say this. I've never seen a worse defense, and I root for the Dallas Cowboys, a team that's probably going to get lit on fire tonight. The Bengals are atrocious, and who knows? Maybe they trade their best defensive player tomorrow at the trade deadline, and it becomes one of the all-time disastrous units in NFL history. We'll talk Monday Night Football, as well as the rest of the quick hits to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour next year on You Better You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys this Monday afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on what we saw last night in the NFL, this past weekend, of course, the massive Game 7 in the World Series. We will wrap about all of that to begin the 4 o'clock hour. That's with Nick coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We do have a lot of other NFL games to get to. College football, interesting weekend in college football. I was talking about it with Tyler during the break. Had some intriguing results in the SEC with Texas over Vandy, Oklahoma over Tennessee. We will get into that at the bottom of this segment, but let's go ahead and set the table for Monday Night Football tonight before dishing out the NFL Week 9 quick hits. We have Cardinals at the Cowboys. What a game. Can't wait to watch this one. The Dallas Cowboys continue to get bet as they are now a 3.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. I do see 3.5s at other sports books as well, domestic ones that are prominent, and also ones here in Las Vegas where I'm at. So 3.5 even money, so heavily juiced towards Arizona, but 3.5 nonetheless. A significant move with that betting market is the bettors like the Cowboys tonight. To that, I say good luck. The total is sitting at 54. Now, this should be no surprise that 76% of the bets, 78% of the handle is on the Dallas Cowboys, laying the points. A lot of money on the over as well. That I do agree with. Like, you ain't catching me bending under in a Cowboys game. 75% of bets, 84% of the handle is on over 54. 62% of the bets and 90% of the handle is on Cowboys money line at minus 175. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular, Bam Knight under 12.5 rushing attempts. Fourth most popular, Javonte Williams under 2.5 receptions. Third most popular, Marvin Harrison Jr. over 58.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, George Pickens over 64.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Michael Wilson over 2.5 receptions. Most popular anytime TD score, Trey McBride, friend of the show, Trey McBride, at plus 115. From an injury standpoint, like, Jacoby Brissett's going to start. But, like, Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, said some, like, oh, like, Kyler could be available. I don't know what the hell the Cardinals are doing. I'm guessing we don't see any Kyler Murray, but they're not, like, officially ruling him out. However, Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starting quarterback. Soft benching? I mean, all jokes aside, like, I don't know what they're doing at QB. I'm expecting it's going to be all Jacoby Brissett. Maybe they wanted Dallas to have to, like, get ready for something that is never going to show up. But Kyler Murray is probably not going to be playing in this game very much, if at all. The Cowboys will welcome back Cooper Beebe, their center, who has been dealing with a high ankle sprain. He is going to be back in the starting lineup, so their offensive line should be shored up. But I have a bet on the side in this game. I have not placed it yet. I'm waiting to see if we continue to go up and up because I want to bet the Cardinals. I'm going to bet the Cardinals, but I want to bet +3.5. There's a couple of them out there, so I'll probably gobble one of those up here, coming up here shortly. But like, let's see if this continues to go up and up and up and up. I'm guessing we'll probably hang out here. I don't think we're ever going to get to 4, but why stop now? You know, there's no point betting this now because the game is not for another few hours, and maybe we see some more Cowboys money the closer we get to kickoff. So that's Monday Night Football tonight, Cardinals at the Cowboys. I like Arizona. I think Arizona wins the game, and that's not just me being like pessimistic Cowboys fan. I think it's a coin flip game. If you're going to give me like +150, +160 on the money line, yeah, I'll take that shot with the Arizona Cardinals, who seem to always win down there in Dallas. Although that's with Kyler Murray at quarterback, the king of Texas. Let's go ahead and get to the NFL Week 9 quick hits. The Patriots, they beat the Falcons yesterday 24-23. Game ended up coming down to the missed extra point by Parker Romo, as these games sometimes do. I bet Atlanta +5.5. I had some money line as well, put the Falcons in a money line parlay. It was Falcons, Steelers, Jaguars as the underdog money line parlay. A missed extra point and a batted ball in overtime away from cashing out on a 19-1 underdog moneyline parlay. But hey, such is life in the NFL. But New England, Drake May, he continues to look awesome. Like Drake May's, he's a stud. He's in the MVP conversation. The Patriots, they have an awesome coach in Mike Vrabel. They're going to keep winning games. Now, this Sunday is a really fascinating game. New England at Tampa. Can't wait to watch that this Sunday. But New England, they're very much a playoff team. They're going to win 12, 13 games because the schedule will allow them to do that. As for Atlanta, like massive Drake London game. He was outstanding. The Falcons just feel like one of those teams that's going to find ways to lose games. And that's what yesterday was. They had chances, but just never really could quite get there. I think New England's going to be fine. Although, let's check up on this Christian Gonzalez injury for the Patriots. That's a big one that we have to make sure is looking good going forward here. Because if he has to miss the game against Tampa, with all those receivers, with Evans and Abuka, those guys have had the bye week to get healthy, that might be problematic for New England coming up on Sunday. So let's make sure that's all good to go with the Patriots. Broncos, they beat the Texans 18-15. No team pisses me off more than the Denver Broncos. Like, honestly, I don't think they're good. I'm going to be straight up. I don't. And I know what their record says. They're 7-2. But like, do you watch this team and think that they're actually good? Like, if you're being objective, like, I don't know how you could watch them and say, oh, yeah, Denver Broncos, they're a 7-2 team. Like, oh, how you got to watch out for Denver Super Bowl. Come on, knock it off. Like, Bo Nix was bad. It's just that Houston doesn't know how to manage a football game. D'Amico Ryan's lost this in the game. And honestly, if C.J. Stroud doesn't get concussed, we're talking about Houston beating Denver. Like, that's what's happening. But Stroud got concussed. He had to leave the game. And here comes Davis Mills, 17 of 30 for 137 yards. And the Broncos, which you have to give them credit for the fourth quarter, they outscored Houston 11-0 in the fourth. That's how you win the game. And such is life in the NFL. But I will say this. Like, Denver going forward, with Patrick Surtain out, and he's going to miss multiple games, not just this past Sunday, but he's going to miss the game on Thursday against the Raiders, and probably going to miss the game against Kansas City, I'm assuming, in a couple of weeks here. That's massive for this Denver defense, because you can move the ball if Surtain is not in the game. And at Kansas City, offensively, they're a much better O-line than what Houston can provide. I could see that being an issue for the Denver Broncos. Like, I just don't believe in this team whatsoever. Denver, to me, feels like a bad team that's winning football games. That's what it feels like. And that's my biggest takeaway from that game. Denver's not good. Houston's not good. Somebody had to win it. Congratulations, Denver. You're 7-2. But I think eventually you'll come back down to earth, because this is not going to keep where you're getting away with these victories. I think about the quarterbacks that they've beaten too this season. Like, it's not that impressive. So yeah, kudos to them. They're 7-2. Great. I'll be looking to fade them in the playoffs whenever they get there. Jaguars, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders 30-29. This was a coin flip game the entire way. Shout out to everybody who bet Raiders +3.5 all the way down to 1.5. Like, this thing was just Raiders money all week long. And then needing overtime to, like, okay, score the touchdown just to cover those numbers. Even the 1.5's covered as the Raiders lost by one. Like that was, I'm sure, some kind of a sweat for those of you on the Raiders +3.5. But yeah, disappointing game for the Las Vegas Raiders. Their defense is horrendous. It's really, really bad. And honestly, too, Geno Smith, like, I know that the numbers suggest that he might have had like a pretty solid game. Like, he just keeps making bad mistakes. You know, like, Geno has like the bad interception in the first half. It's like, dude, like, I don't know if it's miscommunication or what's going on, or maybe he's just a bad quarterback, which maybe that's the answer to this thing. But yeah, Geno was not good whatsoever in the game. And it came down to that last play on the 2-point conversion and Tyler Lockett in the end zone, wide ass open, but it gets batted down at the line of scrimmage. Jacksonville wins 30-29. Big thing for Jacksonville going forward. Brian Thomas Jr. injured his ankle. Like, if that's not if that's a severe injury, now it's Brian Thomas Jr. Travis Hunter's already on the IR. That could be a massive deal for this Jacksonville offense. So look, keep that in mind as we head into this upcoming week here. But a good win for Jacksonville on the road. In the Meadowlands, the San Francisco 49ers, their offense keeps on humming. 34-24, they beat the New York Giants. You know, the Niners offensively, if they can just get healthy, and I know earlier today Kyle Shanahan said that Brock Purdy is probably going to be dealing with this turf toe injury for like the whole season. Like, probably able to play on it. Maybe he's able to play this week as they have a massive game against the Rams. But like, that's going to be a deal for Brock Purdy. But if they can get some of these guys back, I mean, Ayuk is supposed to come back at some point. If he comes back and that you have all these weapons on offense, Kittle's back in the fold, Christian McCaffrey has been otherworldly this season. He's carrying this bad boy for the 49ers. Like, that's an offense that can hum. But defensively, and Tyler put this in the chat earlier, Kyle Shanahan, when he talked to the media, their edge rusher, their rookie, Mykael Williams, he did suffer a torn ACL. So that's another edge rusher that's hurt for the 49ers. It's Mykael Williams. It's Nick Bosa from earlier this season. Bryce Huff is currently injured. Yetur Gross-Matos is currently injured. Like, they have nobody rushing the passer. Like, they're going to call the You Better You Bet staff and say, hey, can you give us about 12 to 15 snaps in pass rushing situations? Like, that's what it's going to be for the 49ers. But man, they're going to keep scoring. Their games are going to be over games because that defense is bad and the offense is really good. And for the Giants, I think it's just a schedule catching up with them. Tough schedule. We talked about that all offseason, all summer. This is what happens when you play good teams. And the Giants, they're not there. And who knows how long Brian Daboll has left if things continue to go this way. Last couple of games, the two LA teams, not as interesting. Chargers beat the Titans 27-20. Just more so a betting frustration that the Chargers did not cover that number. Big thing there, though, Joe Alt with his ankle injury. That is massive. And it sounds like it's going to be a multi-week deal. Already down Trey Pipkins, like Bobby Hart, I believe, got hurt as well in the game. That offensive line is going to be problematic going forward here for the Chargers. So bad news there. And then for the Rams, just a professional win, man. Play a bad team, beat the hell out of a bad team. 34-10. Tyler Shuck, they actually had a couple of moments in the game. I'm like, okay, like I can see this thing. But yeah, he's overwhelmed as a rookie quarterback making his first start against an NFL Super Bowl contending team. That was always going to be a really bad spot for Tyler Shuck. So those are your quick hits from the NFL. Really quickly, college football. Shout out to Texas, who somehow like made the game close at the end as they let Vanderbilt get back into that one. It was 34-10 after three quarters. They win the game 34-31. Texas was the right side in the game. A very good spot for Arch Manning and the Longhorns as they keep their CFP hopes alive. Massive win on Rocky Top for the Oklahoma Sooners. They beat Tennessee 33-27. The SEC gave us some interesting games, interesting results as both Texas and OU keep their hopes alive for the CFP. First CFP rankings coming out tomorrow night, Tuesday night. It'll be fun to see how the committee sees these teams in comparison to what the AP poll has been suggesting. And then finally, I mean, it's not a Sunday in college football without a head coach getting fired, right? Hugh Freeze, after 2.5 seasons on the job, see you later. Auburn pulled the plug on that one yesterday after Auburn lost to Kentucky Saturday 10-3. This is a team that people thought could be a sneaky dark horse. Jackson Arnold, look at these receivers. Nope. Here's 1-5 in SEC play, and here's a $15 million buyout. Thanks for coming out, Hugh. We'll see you later. And that is college football, and that's the 3 o'clock hour. On the other side, Nick Kostos, he joins us to discuss the Chiefs' loss to the Bills, as well as Game 7 of the World Series coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.